And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, June the 15th, 2017. Scott Spears along with you here on the Now program. And we're going to have some fun today. We are going to celebrate something coming up here in the first hour that we're going to get to in just a moment. And in the second hour, we're just going to have open phone line talk and maybe have some fun. I think it's high time that we just had some fun. Everybody's bogged down by all the negative news and everything going on in the world, and we're just going to have some fun with I don't want to call it a skit, but somebody sent me jokes about states, and there are jokes about Ohio, jokes about Alabama, jokes about Michigan, and we'll run through some of those for fun in the second hour. Also, take your phone calls at 740-383-9944. Before we get to what we're going to do here in the first hour, I do want to let you know Marion Midget Football is celebrating 45 years of midget football and cheerleading. 2007 registration is at Lincoln Park, 5:30 to 7 p.m. That will be tonight, the 15th, the 21st, and the 22nd of June, and then again on June 27th, 28th, and 29th. It is tackle football and cheerleading. The age requirements are 8 to 12 years old. There is a $30 fee, and the birth certificate is required. One time only, $30 fee. King and queens are also accepted. Sign up for those groups to be a king or a queen is a $10 fee for all ages. If you want more information on this, call 740-382-4558 or 740-751-2948. Again, that's 740-382-4558 or 740-751-2948. Marion Midget Football celebrating 45 years of play here in Marion. A lot of fun. Signups. Lincoln Park is where the signups are. Registration tonight, June the 15th, and again on the 21st and the 22nd, and then again on June 27th, 28th, and 29th. Do not miss that for love or money. What we're going to celebrate here in this first hour is that the Three Stooges leader of the group, Mo Howard, will be turning 120 years old on June the 19th, just a few short days away. Mo was born on June 19th, 1897, so he will be turning 120 coming up here, and the Decades Network is going to celebrate that. From June 19th through June 22nd, there will be 4 days of Three Stooges feature films and the 9-part documentary covering the 100-year history of the Three Stooges, Hey Mo, Hey Dad. You can get information on this by going to threestooges.com, or you can go to decades.com, that's D-E-C-A-D-E-S, and click on where to watch to see if the network is in this area. And I can tell you that it is. So you can watch this big Three Stooges celebration. Momentarily, we are going to be joined by the grandson of Larry Fine, Eric LeMond. We're going to take a quick break and hopefully come back with Eric LeMond right after this. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean, most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. And Scott Spears back with you here, 17 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, June the 15th, 2017, and there is an event coming up that no Stooge fan will want to miss. I was telling you a little bit about this before the break there, and I want to do it again. The Decades Network, which is in this area, from June the 19th through June the 22nd, will be airing 4 days of the Three Stooges feature films and the 9-part documentary covering the 100-year history of the Three Stooges, Hey Mo, Hey Dad. You can get information on this by going to threestooges.com, or you can go to decades.com, wherever you're listening to this at, and click on where to watch this show if the if the network is in your area. And the network is in our area. So it's one of the sub-channels of, I believe, the ABC network. So check that out, though, to make sure. Decades.com. This is all in celebration of the 120th birthday celebration of Mo Howard, kind of the leader of the Three Stooges. Mo was born on June the 19th, 1897. Now, to talk about this event, we're very lucky to be joined by a great guy. He was on this program, I believe, back in December, and we are so glad to have him back today to celebrate Mo Howard's 120th birthday. Oh, my goodness, he is Eric LeMond, the grandson of Larry Fine, who we all remember from the Three Stooges. Eric, how are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Appreciate you having me back on.
It's great to talk with you. Every time we do a show about the Three Stooges, we get a lot of feedback. Why do you think the Three Stooges still hold up 100 years later?
I think it's actually fairly simple. They worked real hard at what they did. They were the best at what they did. And it was funny. It was funny then, and it's funny now, and it'll be funny in another 100 years. And I think that's what resonates. Just their craft is very good. It's funny and it's entertaining.
You know, I think we talked about this last time, Eric, and not that Charlie Chaplin is not funny, not that Jack Benny is not funny. They all were funny, but you don't see them on Saturday mornings. I can't remember the last time I heard any network devoting 3 days to documentaries and shorts of any of these people. Why? The Stooges seem to be different. They're funny, but there's something else there.
Well, the fan base has always been there for the Three Stooges. When their shorts were released in the theaters, when they were making them for Columbia, the theaters were packed. They won last year because of that. When their shorts were first released in 1958 and 1959, for the next 10 years, basically an entire new generation became fans by watching them after school over the next 10 years. The boys traveled and toured. They made feature films all through the 1960s after they finished doing their shorts. So they've always been there, and it's generational from one generation to the next. And their presence has been continuous, and they have a very large body of work. And I think you combine those factors with how good the entertainment is that they provide, it lasts.
Mo Howard is the catalyst for the celebration that he would be turning 120 on June 19th, 1897. Now, of course, Mo has been gone since the early 1970s, but you knew Mo. Tell us about Mo Howard.
Mo Howard was an interesting man. He very dedicated to his work and very dedicated to his family, basically as were all the guys who performed as a member of the Three Stooges. Those were kind of the twin pillars of their lives. Mo was fairly serious about his work and his life and his family. Easy to get along with, which his on-screen persona would not make you think that. He was a gentleman. He was fun to be around. In fact, in social situations, telling a little story out of school, Mo didn't like to tell jokes, nor did he like to listen to jokes. Because if Mo started to laugh, he couldn't stop sometimes. And so in any social gathering, especially my family and Mo's family, everybody would try and get Mo to start laughing because you had a 50-50 shot that he wouldn't be able to control it. Everybody thought that was funny except for Mo. But he was dedicated to his profession, dedicated to his family, and like I said, a fine gentleman and a person that I think everybody that met him liked him.
What would this man, who passed away in the early 1970s, think of a channel dedicating 4 days of nonstop programming to him, basically, in celebration of his 120th birthday? Would he like that? Would he think that's too much? What would he think of that?
I think he would appreciate it, and he would be modest about it. Mo and Larry and Shemp and Joe Besser and Curly and Joe Derita all approached their work with the Three Stooges as this is what they did. They were professional about it. They worked, like I said, they all worked really, really hard at it. I think he would be, like I said, modest about it, and at the same time very appreciative that the work that they did was being appreciated.
We know about the groups of the Three Stooges. You ran off some of them there. Always Larry and Mo, but certainly Curly, certainly Shemp, certainly Curly Joe. But everybody goes back to that main group, Larry, Mo, and Curly. What is it about that combination that just resonated the best with people?
There's three factors. How coincidental, since we're talking about the Three Stooges. First of all, the timing amongst the three was phenomenal. Curly, second point, was truly unique. There was never anybody else quite like Curly. His delivery, his facial expressions, the slapstick he could do, his comedic timing, he was unique. And that's the trio that made the bulk of the shorts at Columbia. So, you know, all that time they were on the big screen in movie theaters, and then, like I said, in 58 and 59, then their shorts were exposed to some new generations on television. So kind of the focal point of the various iterations was Larry, Moe, and Curly. So the body of work, the exposure, his uniqueness, and how the three of them interacted the way they did, it just made it something special to watch.
It certainly did. Now, part of this big celebration, and I want to run through this again, on the Decades Network, June 19th through 22nd, 4 days of the Three Stooges feature films, a 9-part documentary covering the 100-year history of the Three Stooges, Hey Mo, Hey Dad. Tell us about the 9-part documentary, excuse me.
Well, basically, it traces, as it says, the 100-year history of the Three Stooges. Remember, this was produced back a little bit. It starts with Mo in the 1914-15 era. Mo actually ran away to the South and lied about his age and worked on Mississippi River boats. And it traces from that point all the way forward the entire history, career of the Three Stooges. It has a lot of elements in it provided by the families in terms of, you know, home movies and photographs, a lot of behind-the-scenes look. It goes in and discusses deeply and shows all six of the gentlemen that performed as the Three Stooges. So it's a very, very comprehensive history of the Three Stooges, and it's narrated by Paul Howard, Mo's son, hence the name, Hey Mo, Hey Dad. So it's a journey through Paul's eyes of looking at his father and his father's colleagues. It's a retrospective on the one hand and a personal journey on the other. And it just travels through all of the decades of the Three Stooges. And there's a lot there for the fans to see professionally, because there's a lot of things in there that have not been seen before from their performances, and a lot of things to see personally about each of the guys. So it's really in-depth, and it even I, as a family member, when I first saw the final cut, there were a few things in there that I actually sat up and took notice and thought, boy, I didn't realize that. So I think everybody who watches it will one, be entertained, and two, get an even greater appreciation of the Three Stooges.
What were the things in that documentary, without giving too much away, that you didn't know about that surprised you?
Some of the things that I found surprising was some of the other work that they did in their formulating years, if you will. You know, Larry, Mo, Shemp, they were all in vaudeville. I didn't realize, for instance, I knew that my grandmother was in vaudeville, Larry's wife. What I didn't know is they actually met by performing on the same bills in the vaudeville circuit in the 20s that led to their relationship and eventually their marriage. I knew they were both in the business, but I didn't know that's how they met. They had, you know, never really explained that. So I found that quite interesting. And some of the other work that the guys did, I knew they had all worked during World War II on USO tours. I didn't realize how much Joe Besser and Joe DiRita had traveled on USO tours during the war. So there's a lot of little bits and pieces, both on the professional side and on the personal side, that really lift the curtain on these men's lives on both sides of the aisle, if you will, professionally and personally.
You got to see the relationship against with the two constants in the Three Stooges, Mo and Larry, your grandfather. How do you describe their relationship?
They were obviously good friends. They worked together for, you know, the better part of 50 years. They enjoyed working with each other. I also had a chance to to work with the Three Stooges a little bit. And that's where I really got the insight into their all of their work ethics. Larry and Mo had a very comfortable and friendly relationship. They knew what they were doing, how they were doing it, and it was pretty smooth. They socialized to a degree away from work. All of the guys, you know, they all worked hard, so they were away from their families a lot. So basically, when they weren't working, they were all dedicated to spending time with their families. Mo's family and my family, Larry's family, we socialized fairly regularly. So it was a close relationship. They liked each other, obviously. They respected each other. It was a very close relationship.
One of the fascinating things, I think, in Three Stooge history that is talked about somewhat, but not a lot, is that these two mainstays of the Three Stooges, Mo Howard and Larry Fine, died within 4 or 5 months of each other. What was that time like? Larry went first. And do you have any explanation for that, except it's just the way it was?
I would have to say that, you know, just the way it was. They were both dealing with physical issues, and as you said, they passed within a few months of each other. It was difficult for all of the Three Stooges family, if you will. Obviously, Mo's family, obviously Larry's family, everyone involved. You know, Joe Besser was still alive then, and obviously, you know, Curly Joe and his family, and you know, everyone that they had worked with. It was a big time double hit in a short period of time. So it was just a lot of emotion. To lose both of them so close together. And in a way, almost fitting. They had spent, you know, basically their entire adult lives together. It was perhaps somewhat fitting that they ended it together.
As I said, Larry went first when that happened, your grandfather. Do you remember anything about that time, the funeral, the months before Mo died? Did you speak with him during that time about the impact that your grandfather's passing had on him?
Yes. I talked to Mo several times after Larry passed, and it at the personal level, it was a huge loss for Mo. I mean, these two guys had been joined at the hip, like I said, for decades. They, you know, worked together and were friends and socialized and spent a lot of time around each other. So they were, the bond was very, very close. So it, you know, it affected Mo very deeply at the emotional level. And he expressed that to me when I would speak with him. You know, as it did everybody in the extended Three Stooges family. It was a big void, and that's one of the words Mo actually used with me one day. This huge part of his life that had been there every day, year after year, decade after decade, was gone.
Do you think Mo and Larry and the Stooges that lived on past, I guess all except really for Curly and Shemp, did they realize what they meant to the public?
They had a general understanding of their popularity. Their focus was on their work. So on the one hand, yeah, they knew they were popular. I mean, like I said, they'd won many Laurel Awards, which the theater exhibitors gave out each year. they've been nominated for an Academy Award, several other accolades. But remember, these guys worked all the time, so their focus was on their work, and they felt that if they worked hard, performed well, the audience would like what they did, and they would continue to be popular. That's about as far as it went. There really wasn't much ego involved in terms of, ooh, look, you know, how great we are and how loved we are by the audience. Their focus was on perfecting their craft. If I may, I can illustrate that. When I worked with the boys in 1965 on the live-action wraparound that they did for the cartoon series, I'm chatting with Curly Joe one afternoon, and the guys had just spent a day really working hard and rehearsing a lot and changing up. I mean, they had worked really hard that day. I said, you guys really working hard today. And Joe looked at me and he says, we have the same attitude. It's the Joe DiMaggio syndrome. And I looked at him and said, I don't understand that. He said, Joe DiMaggio, the great Yankee ball player, used to tell the story that when he was asked, you know, his uniform looked so well on him, and he comported himself with such professionalism, and he played hard every game. And DiMaggio's line was, I have to, because there's people in the stands today. The only time they're going to see me, they need to see me at my best. And Joe said, we have the same attitude. We need to perform to the best that we can to provide quality entertainment to the audience and our fans. That's why we're here. And I think that kind of categorizes how they approach their entire professional life.
It's interesting because I would say since the early 20th century, you have not been able to escape the Three Stooges on television. During their lifetime, did they like to watch themselves on television?
No, they didn't. They rarely watched themselves on TV. You know, the they kind of knew the shorts by heart. They didn't watch themselves much. When their feature films would come on television, you know, later on, they would watch those just to see how it translated from the big screen to the little screen. But, you know, like a lot of actors and actresses, they don't like to watch their work, and they didn't make it a point to watch their work. Of course, when I was a little kid, and sometimes on the weekends I'd go visit with my parents at Larry's house, I'd go up to his den, and he'd walk in and he'd say, do you really have to be watching Laurel and Hardy in my house? Which, you know, they all knew each other, and they were all friends. But, yeah, I'll never forget that line.
Again, we've got 20 more minutes here with Eric Lamond, who is the grandson of Three Stooge legend Larry Fine. And we want to keep saying this as much as possible, that the Decades Network is celebrating what would have been the 120th birthday of Three Stooge leader Mo Howard, who was born on June 19th, 1897. The celebration will be June 19th through June 22nd, 4 days of Three Stooge feature films and the 9-part documentary covering the 100-year history of the Three Stooges' Hey Mo, Hey Dad. For more information on this and lots of Stooge information, go to threestooges.com, all one word, or go to the Decades channel if you don't know if it's in your area. It's just decades.com. Click on Where to Watch and see if the network is in your area. It is in our area. It is a sub-channel of the ABC network. Very easy to find. And if you have the box, if you have the cable box, I'm going to try to get the number for that before this program's over today. Eric, one of the interesting things, because there have been Three Stooges, not documentaries, but movies. I think ABC Network did one, and then there's the major motion picture. And they kind of depict the Stooges, I know the ABC movie did, as not making any money. That they were almost, Mo in that movie is kind of depicted as an errand boy. What's the truth? When the shorts were on, did they make average money? I know they didn't make money as we talk about today with sitcoms and movies. But right. When it comes down to the money,
here's the truth, and it's a matter of perspective. And the scene you referenced from the one biopic, this was after the boys were cut loose from their contract at Columbia. You know, they'd been going to work there for 24 years, day in and day out, working and making shorts. They walked into their dressing room in December of 57. They just finished filming a short. Jules White walked in and said, "That's it. Harry Combs let you go. You're done." There was a lot of consternation. What are we going to do? You know. And briefly, in their lives, if you will, oh my. Well, Mo was in a good place financially, actually, at the time. And it depicted he, you know, maybe go back to the studio and do some work there. Remember, the work ethic that these guys had, they've been working, you know, every day for 50 years. Larry was looking at other options. His family had continued on in the jewelry business that his, you know, father had started. So, you know, there was a very brief period, and it shows there, the emotional shock. Now, the reality of the money that they made, they were grossly underpaid. But during that period of time, when they were under contract, everybody under contract to a studio, with a few exceptions of the absolute top movie stars, they were all underpaid. However, taking that context of the entertainment business, what they made versus what the average fella made, they were very well compensated. So it has both sides of the coin. They were not paid what they were worth, yet they made good money. Okay.
And here's the information for the fans out there. In this area, outside the area, go to decades.com, but here in Ohio, in the Columbus area, if you want to watch Decades, if you have the digital rabbit ears, I guess is what they call them, the digital antennas, it's 10.2. 10.2 is where you can see Decades. And if you have the digital cable box, don't worry. It is channel 996. Channel 996. So you can watch it either way here in the area. Did the Stooges... I've referred to Mo as the leader.
Yeah.
In what ways was he the leader?
Well, Mo was the original impetus, and had that position from the get-go. You know, he was a friend of Ted Healy, as was Shemp, but Mo and Ted were close friends. So, you know, that started the entire vaudeville performing thing when Mo joined up with Healy and brought in Shemp. So Mo kind of from the beginning just had that position, if by default, if nothing else. And so, you know, they had developed an act, and then Larry came aboard, and they had all known each other. And Mo was, again, just the guy, if you will, that, you know, dealt with the issues and pretty much, you know, managed their work from the beginning, and it just never really changed. On the creative side, it was somewhat more of an equal situation. They talked a lot together about what they thought, you know, they should do in any given situation on the creative side. But, you know, Mo kind of took the leadership on the business side, and obviously his character, if you will, within the trio was the boss guy, you know, the leader guy. Larry was the big reactor, and Curly and Shemp and the other guys were kind of the over the top, you've got to be kidding me, he just did that guy. So it that was the way it was.
When the talk show era came in, I know I've seen Mo on Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin. Did they like doing that? Did they like being themselves on TV?
They did like their guest appearances on TV. And, I mean, this goes back to their first appearance, I want to say, 1948. So they enjoyed doing live TV, especially. It was kind of their wheelhouse. Remember, these guys all came from vaudeville. They were used to the spontaneity. It's live. Boom. Concentrate. Do it. They enjoyed going on TV. Basically, most of the hosts, you know, you name some of them, and they were on Joey Bishop's show a lot, and virtually everybody who had it, especially a daytime show back then. The hosts all liked them. They were courteous to them. They had them on a lot. Ed Sullivan had them on, you know, many a time. They really enjoyed doing that. One, they didn't have to watch it. They were there, you know, it was live, so made it easy from that respect. And like I said, they were very comfortable in that environment. And I think it showed, you know.
They had so many different facets. They had the shorts. They had the motion pictures. They had the live theater shows. They had the cartoon series. And even were trying to do the TV series pilot at the end when Larry was struck down with his stroke. Is it hard being a part of the Three Stooges legacy to deal with ownership issues and who owns this and where did that go? Is that public domain? How has all that stuff fallen over the years?
Well, the easiest way to answer that is C3 Entertainment is a company that actually the Three Stooges started in 1959 as Comedy 3 Productions. We still have the Comedy 3 Productions name. We reorganized the corporate structure several years ago and used the name C3 Entertainment. It's basically owned and controlled by the families of the Three Stooges. And basically all of the Three Stooges elements, if you will, are owned by the corporate entity, which in turn is owned and controlled by the family. So those issues are basically not issues. The shorts, with the exception of a handful, are still owned by Columbia, but we have a strong working relationship with them on the distribution of the shorts and of the feature films that they made with Columbia. So it's all centered here in one spot, and very smooth. And again, as a corporate entity of representing the Three Stooges image and their name and their brand, if you will, this entity has been around for, you know, 60 years. So they had a lot of foresight in setting this up way back in 59. And so it's made the continuity, if you will, easy to maintain, and that's part of the reason that their popularity, I believe, is, you know, remains high and grows all the time, and because we've been able to, you know, you referenced the ABC biopic, and we did the feature film you know, a few years back with Fox, and we're working on another one. So that from a continuity standpoint, the entity of the Three Stooges has been on firm and solid ground for, you know, 60 years.
We have about 9 minutes left, and I do want to get this in a couple more times. June 19th, 1897 was the birth date of Three Stooges leader Mo Howard. This year, celebrating what would have been his 120th birthday, the Decades Network will have a four-day Three Stooge marathon starting on June 19th, running through June the 22nd, showing the feature films, the shorts, 9-part documentary covering the 100-year history of the Three Stooges, Hey Mo, Hey Dad. ThreeStooges.com is the place for information on this, and if you don't know, if you're listening in a different area, and you don't know if you have the Decades channel, go to Decades.com and click Where to Watch, and you can find it. In this area, on digital antenna, if you don't have the cable box, it's 10.2. On the cable box, it's 996. That's how you see it in this area on the 19th. Eric, you talk about it being a family affair. You are the grandson of Larry Fine. Who else is still involved? Who else is still around when it comes to the Three Stooge family?
Well, in Mo's case, both his son, Paul, and his daughter, Joan, are still with us. And there's, you know, grandchildren. My family, there's myself, I have a sister, and I have three cousins, so there's five of us, grandchildren, and lots of great-grandchildren. Joe Derita, his two stepsons, are part of our executive management group here at C3. Joe Besser is by a niece. Shem's family is all gone. Curly's family, some of Curly's grandchildren, are here with us. Brad Server and his brother. And so there's, you know, several. Multi-generational, from children to grandchildren to great-grandchildren of the boys. So it's an ongoing group, which is a good thing.
Is there anybody left who worked in the shorts or the feature films?
There are actually a couple, three of the actresses who actually worked in the shorts. Diana Darren is one of them who is still with us. There's very, very few. Probably a handful that would be recognizable that worked with them in the shorts. Remember, that last short was actually shot in 1957, so that's been a while. And the last feature film they made were, the last one they made, Outlaws is Coming, you know, mid-60s. So there's very, very few people that actually worked with them still out there.
There is so much footage that we have all seen and love to see again and again. Is there anything that we have not seen?
To my knowledge, everything that Columbia filmed is out there. One of the things that just showed up a couple of years ago, for the first time in decades, was one of the shorts they actually made at MGM in 1933, Hello Pop, surfaced. No one had actually seen it since it had been in the theaters in the 1930s. And let me digress for a quick minute. Before they went to Columbia, they worked over at MGM for a couple of years, and they made a handful of shorts and were in a handful of films before they made the big move with Columbia. So that, about the only piece of film work that had been hidden away, if you will, for a long time. Pretty much everything that they did on film is out there.
When you watch your grandfather, now nearly almost 50 years after his passing, what do you think when you see him up on screen?
I watch the shorts, and I still do, and I watch the film. I just enjoy the work, if that makes sense. I enjoy watching their timing. I mean, I know the storylines and the dialogue, you know, pretty well. I've watched them all a lot. I enjoy watching them ply their craft. I don't really look at it as my grandfather. I look at it as the Three Stooges, because I had a relationship with Larry that, okay, like I said, I worked with the guys a little bit, but he was my grandfather. So that was a personal relationship. The work he did was the work he did. Close to that, my dad starred as the heavy in their last film. He played Rance Roden in Outlaws Is Coming, the big bad guy. When I watch that film, I'm watching the character, not my dad, if that makes any sense. It's the same way with Larry and Mo and all the guys. And the point I'm trying to make here, the Three Stooges and the antics and the fun and the silliness and the slapstick, that's what they did on screen. That's not who they were. Yeah, Curly was pretty close to the same off screen. He would, you never kind of knew what he might do, but by and large, the Three Stooges on-screen persona was exactly that. This is the characters they were, not the men in real life that they were. With one quick exception, if you will. I remember I used to go to lunch with Larry and Mo whenever I could, and you'd see the two of them walking down the street, and it looked like two very successful businessmen. They were always dressed in suits and ties and well-groomed, and unless you were up close, you wouldn't recognize them. And, you know, we'd go to a restaurant for lunch in Hollywood, and they would pull this one bit all the time. The waitress would come over, and she said, "Why can I get, you know, you for lunch?" And Mo would start with those made-up words and double talk like they used in the shorts. And you could see the waitress or the waiter just, you know, the knit brows and the pencil isn't moving. Invariably, when he would be done, they would turn to Larry and say, "Why don't I start with you?" And he'd look up at her and say, "I'll have the same." And I used to get a big kick out of that. And, you know, we'd all laugh. The poor wait person didn't know what to do. The guys then would, you know, introduce themselves and always leave them a very large tip when they pulled that bit. That little prank, if you will, they did all the time. But the on-screen and off-screen, different people.
Decades Channel, June 19th through 22nd. You don't want to miss it. Three Stooge Marathon. Celebrating the 120th anniversary of the birth of Mo Howard, June 19th, 1897. Eric Lamond, the grandson of Larry Fine. Can't thank you enough. It's always a fascinating conversation.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Scott. I really do, and hope all of you fans watch Decades and enjoy it.
Thank you so much. It'll be a big time. Eric, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back.
Habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more one people around, I did a quick look over of all up and down.